Gerda, the police minister sounds angry.
Yes. So, you know, he says this is the police station that went out and that got the people.
Yes, I heard that part. Do you know what we want him to be angry about?
We have a list.
Let's play a game. Let's play South Africa. Hands on the buzzers.
Okay.
What do we want the police minister to be angry about in South Africa? A, crime in general.
Mm-hmm.
B, selective incidents. Or C, what hat to wear today. So here's the thing. I find yes, of course he needs to be angry about every crime, you know, but I find it, because this is the same man, correct me if I'm wrong, did he tell a community recently that came to him and said to him, we're very concerned about the very violent crime that we are dealing with, right? He said to that community, you need to improve your relations with the rest of the community.
What?
Did he say that? Gerda, can you confirm that for me?
That was in KwaZulu-Natal.
In KwaZulu-Natal. Listen, you're not the minister of philosophy. You are the minister of police. Okay? You're not really, at this point in time, you don't need to deal with the whys. You know, yes, we need to deal with the whys. Why are people angry? Why are people so violent? Why do crimes happen? But as the Minister of Police, I think your priority is probably being stern and aggressive when it comes to stopping the crime and catching the perpetrators. Am I right? There are crimes that happen, and you never hear of them catching the people. Is it just me?
No, you don't hear anything,
You don't hear him saying, I'm angry because we can't catch the killer of so-and-so-and-so. And we've been talking a lot about gender-based violence on the show, in the world, and so should we. And other violent, because these crimes, and every time we speak about GBV, it's, you know, you're often the kind of things that happen to women and children in this country. It's not someone who wants to steal your car.
No.
Or even, you're talking about hateful, incredibly disturbing, destructive, violent crimes. And in this case now, die boere wat opgeruk het na Senekal gister, this boy wasn't just murdered. He was murdered by, what, 4 or 5 men?
Yeah, he was tortured.
Tortured, tied to a pole. You can't even just call that a crime. That borders on many other things. So obviously this community, very, very, very angry. Did he come out as angry about the crime? I mean, did I miss that? Is he as angry that, you know, that these things keep happening? Because that very similar thing happened in Bronkhorstspruit not so long ago. I think to an 80-odd-year-old man who survived it. We hear you. You're angry about your police car being turned over. It's never a good thing. You can't justify any kind of violence. Is it just me?
Mm-mm. I think yesterday there was also the opinion of, yes, you've caught them, but more proactive and less reactive.
So what are
we doing to prevent them from being out there in the first place to do this?
The question I'm asking is, are we entitled to ask him and his police force to protect us? I think at this stage.
I feel like it's a given, but now we should be going out asking at this point.
We get angry because they're not catching people, blah, 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 but we should also be angry that they are not stopping people. Mm. I think we are entitled to ask him to be more focused on protecting and guarding us. Because here's the thing, South Africa, and I'm going to stop now. Here's the thing. A wall, a dog, an electric fence. An alarm. Am I now at number 4?
Private security.
A private security company, number 5.
Burglar bars and gates.
Burglar bars, number 6. Gates, number 7. Infrared, number 8. Guns. Weapons in your house, number 9.
Extra locks, because you don't just have the main lock anymore.
We don't live behind one door, Lisa Laurie. Mm-hmm. We don't. We live behind many doors. Number 10. There's literally nothing more that we as South Africans can do. We have tried everything. Short of what is that dig around your house back in the day with water and crocodiles?
A moat.
A moat. short of a moat. And I think there are people in Gauteng that have, I'm not even kidding, no. that have moats, yeah, sure. Around. So short of putting a moat around your house with crocodiles in it, and then probably they'll poison the crocodiles and jump over the moat. But there's literally nothing more that we can do. Or is there? Are these protests going to become more violent? Mense is gatvol. Mense is gatvol. Jy kan het sien. Meneer Trele, as ek jy was, nee, I would take your portfolio and everything else that comes with it just a lot more seriously. Mense is, as jy dink die politiekaart omgegooi is en al die ander proteste wat gebeur het gister selfs in Kraddock, yes. was daar proteste gewees. Daar was proteste laas week, daar was proteste elke liewe week.
Daar is vandag.
Daar is vandag. Ek dink dit gaan, dit is my raaiskoot, dit gaan erger word, want jissie, mense is gatvol. Wake up, with Martin Visser on Breakfast, every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.